Welcome to the Carl and Jenny Talk About podcast, where we discuss topics, upcoming events, what's been happening, and spill the beans on each other. Listen and learn how to spend a lot of time together in a small space and how we make it as a couple. Subscribe for the latest episodes. Now here's your hosts, Carl and Jenny. Hello and welcome to another edition of Carl and Jenny Talk About.
Is that... I feel so unprepared. Was that nod meant to be? It's over to you.
Do we try it one more time?
Right, go on then. Sorry.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Carl and Jenny Talk About, the podcast show where two silly buggers like us get to talk to each other about bits and bobs, what's been going off, and spill the beans on what's been winding us up
this week.
So I'm Carl.
And I'm Jenny. And are you going to start it off then? Because, well, I'll just let everybody know. The whole idea of this...
Can we get warmed up first?
Yeah, hang on, let me just say. The whole idea of this is that we don't tell each other beforehand what we're going to talk about, so it's totally ad-lib and it's real, isn't it? But I feel so unprepared because I've only just written a couple of things and you've had quite a lot of time to think about what you're saying, haven't you?
No. All I've wrote down is a few things what you've been pissing me off about this week.
You've got a page full.
No, I've not.
Right, go on then.
Some of the other stuff's connected to our video work. So, okay.
So what have we been doing this week then?
It was my birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Sunday.
Happy birthday to you.
Carry on.
Happy birthday, dear Carl. Happy birthday to you.
She's been singing this afternoon.
Yeah, I put a little bit of a...
As you know, we're in a marina and there's a music club and I've got synthesizer on board, I've got a big keyboard on board, guitars, from when I used to play back in my days. And they keep asking me to play in the band and the keyboard stuff. But to be honest, the stuff I like to play now, I'm not bothered about doing cover songs and stuff and stuck in the middle with you and all that malarkey, what people in pubs like to listen to.
Yeah.
And I just like my Jean-Michel Jarre type music.
And weird music like... like Indian music and stuff, don't
I you? Like different types of music. I'm not bothered about... I'll listen to anything, but when I want to play it, I like to play the stuff what I get off on, and I like all the electronic music stuff.
So why the are weird you wanting stuff. To do it this week, then?
Well, we was at the barbecue on Sunday and Jen had a few glasses of wine and somebody says, why don't you come and sing? So she agreed to. So we've had an email this morning.
I'll say yes to anything when I've had a glass of wine, won't
I? Know.
I?
Yeah.
So I said, yeah, go on then. It's something that I've always wanted to do, just one or two little songs. I don't think I've got a very good voice. My mum and dad always used to laugh at a song that I sang totally wrong, We'll Meet Again. And it's kind of stuck in my brain that I can't sing. So I'm not very confident at all. But I thought, no, you know, you're getting older. What's one of those ticky-boxy things that you want to do? And, yeah, I'm going to stand up and sing in a pub in front of people.
So, anyway, we got an email this morning. I'll go back to what I was saying before I interrupted. In fact, just before we started recording this, says, don't interrupt while we're talking. So what does she do? We've not even been going 1 minute and you're interrupted and took it totally away.
Go on then, carry on. I've not said a word for the last...
Well, this might be down in me gripes.
Go on then.
So anyway, this guy emailed us this morning and says, can we do Stuck in the Middle? So I've downloaded a MIDI file.
And I went, oh, God, it's right old, that one.
So I've downloaded a MIDI file. You can roll your bloody eyes. I've downloaded a MIDI file, got the words for her, and she's been practicing it all afternoon. And then we had to go on to Boyzone.
Yeah, much better song.
So I've been learning keyboard parts for it, the brass section, and I've had enough now. I've put it away and got microphones out and said, let's do a podcast instead.
So just if you, in case you were wondering which song, it was Boyzone, Picture of You. Can't beat it.
Anyway, my birthday Sunday. Yeah. What did we do Saturday?
Saturday, we went to a Burns night. Yep. Robbie Burns thing. It is Robbie Burns, isn't it?
Of course it is.
Yeah.
Everybody in the world has heard of Robbie Burns. And shall I tell you something interesting?
Yeah.
About Robbie Burns. What's he famous for?
Writing poems that you can't understand that are in Scottish.
But what's he most famous for? And probably not a lot of people know this.
No, and Carl's such a... an arse. Whenever you're talking or having any kind of conversation, he has to come out with, like, a Wikipedia fact on whatever you're talking about. You can be talking about, oh, we've just seen some...
Jellyfish
or plums or whatever, anything at all, and he'll bring out a fact. So, go on then. What's the thing about Robbie Burns?
Robbie Burns, he might not be most well known for it, but one part of his works is probably one of the most famous songs in the world.
Go on then.
Auld Lang Syne.
Oh yeah, we all know that one.
Only because I've told you.
No, it was in the back there somewhere.
All right then.
We knew it.
When was he born?
Oh, God, how long has been old? I've been singing old.
I'll give you a clue. It was his birthday on Saturday. It was my birthday Sunday, which is...
26th of January.
So you're halfway there.
66?
Oh, you're not bad.
What do you mean?
25th of January.
Yeah.
Was his birthday. But what year? And if you can get it within 20 years, I'll buy her a new necklace.
I'm not bothered about a new necklace. How about a pair of shoes?
I'll buy her a new pair of shoes if you can get it within 20
years. 20 years? Robbie Burns. 1945.
And if you can't get it within 50 years... I get a treat. When did you say? What did you say?
45.
Yeah.
59. So I did.
No, you didn't. It was 1759. You're only a couple of hundred years out. So.
I've never looked up Robbie Burns anyway.
Well, you see, if you had done, you'd have known that.
Yeah.
So what else you been up to?
So we did the Burns night anyway. I will say I had a really good time, surprisingly. Because to be honest, I find it really boring. So I have to be half drunk to go. But I'd had a couple of whiskers. We had some wine.
We had quite a few whiskers.
We had a few whiskers. Tried different ones with just a little drop of water in. And I had a good time, didn't we? But the best thing, what did I go for?
The haggis. Oh, you went for apple pie and apple crumble and custard.
We'd got apple crumble and custard for afters.
We had. So. It cost, what was it, £12.50 each?
€12.
Or €12 each. And we got unlimited wine, unlimited whiskey, unlimited beer, unlimited cockaliki soup, loads of haggis. In fact, we had haggis next day on the barbecue.
Your traditional tatties and neeps.
Tats and neeps. We had apple crumble and custard. And then the cheese board came out.
Yeah.
And there was still some left for the following day. And we had loads. And it were absolutely brilliant. There were even beer left next day. There were that much. For £12 each.
Bargain.
Twice the price.
Yeah.
Don't tell Paul I said it twice the price. Because next year he might charge twice the price.
Twice as much. Yeah. Well, that was a good day. And then you had a lovely birthday, didn't you, lovely, yesterday?
Yeah. Nice lay-in.
Yeah.
Weren't too late. It was my birthday.
He got his birthday gift.
Cards.
You got his once-a-year birthday gift from me.
My mum and dad, bless them, sent me a card. They actually gave it us before we came back to the boat. So she gave it me in person. And she put me a bit of money inside. But it's English money. So She said, buy yourself a drink. I'm going to have to wait till we go back to England again before I can, because I don't think I've seen an exchange place here, have you? Have I?
No.
So they don't take in, you know, like years ago when you used to go on holiday and you could take some English money into one of these exchange things. You don't get them anymore.
No.
So we'll have to wait anyway till we go back to England.
And then also, I'll just
sunny
say,
day.
I'll just take that into one of my little gripes that you'll not think is a gripe for me, but it gets on your nerves rather than mine, I suppose. I'll say it anyway. Right, so it's Carl's birthday yesterday. So, of course, happy birthday, dear. He gets what he wants to buy himself. I went out.
I bought you a new microphone for my birthday.
I went out and had a walk, didn't I? And I went and got you some raki. And I went and got us some. I went to the English shop and I got some pork pie.
Pork pie and onions.
Pork pie and pickled onions that we had last night after. But then he's saying all day, ooh, I've had like 100 odd people telling me happy birthday on my Facebook. Did you get one from me?
No.
No. Because this is one of my gripes. I can't stand the fact that people or that you...
Yeah, but it saves sending cards.
No, I mean, for me to you, I'm next to you or looking at you and I tell you happy birthday. I'm not telling the world that I'm telling you happy birthday. So it doesn't have to go on Facebook because I'm next to you, aren't I? I only use Facebook
yeah,
for
but
happy
did
birthday
I once,
people I don't...
Did I once with. Yesterday say to you, well, I've not got an happy birthday from you on it?
No.
No. But so where's your gripe?
I telepathically...
You've no gripe?
I was trying to look at different things to put on, but they didn't... Nothing was right. I didn't want anything soppy. I don't like soppy things. I don't.
Since
like,
when?
I don't like soppy things on Facebook. I'd rather it be funny.
Well, anyway, but if we're talking about gripes already, spill the beans. Do you know what really bugs me with you?
Really?
Number one on the list.
Go on then, what?
I might have said this before, but Jen's not a cook. Not by any means. I did tell you before because I told everybody about that.
You took the picture, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. I put a picture on our thingy. Messy food prep. So although I do allow her into the galley at some point of the day, which is normally breakfast, because she does make a nice omelette when it's not burnt.
I don't burn
but
omelettes.
She can't just go into the kitchen bit in the galley. I'll use technical boat terms. She can't go into the galley, which is at the right height, 600 millimetres high, which is the set standard. It's a set standard for the height of a worktop.
It's too high.
Well, it shouldn't be such a short arse.
I am short, and the table, which is 6 inches lower, is better to push down.
Well,
and cook.
Whatever. But what she doesn't. When I cook, and I love cooking, and I cook every day, and I've even got a lovely vegetable and stuffy thingy soup on the go at the minute, which is starting to smell rather nice. But I will do all the prepping, and if I'm chopping onions, I'll chop the onions, put them into a bowl, and I'll get all the skin and throw that in the bin. So now my worktop's clean. Then if I were chopping carrots, I'd chop my carrots, top and tail it, chop my carrots or peel them, put the peel, put the choppy bits, what I'm not using, in the bin there and then, put the carrots into a separate bowl. And it sounds a bit OCD, but it's a clean worktop, so that if you need to come and do something else instantly, you can. Jen, no. So I've got my computer out on the table. I'm doing some work on the computer. I've got my notepads out. I'm doing all this. I have to get chopping board halfway across my keyboard. There's knives sticking in my ear. There's bits of lettuce, tomatoes, courgettes, chopped onions.
I clear it up after.
You clear it up after we've eaten it.
No,
yes.
As I chop the end off the courgette, if I'm using a new courgette,
yeah,
I'll
but
chop
you leave it on the bloody table.
Only until I've finished my prep, and then it all goes
no,
in the
No, you
bin.
Don't. You wait till you've finished eating, and there's a chopping board piled up on another chopping board, because first chopping board's that bloody full of crap. We can't chop hotels on it, so she has to get another chopping board out to put on top of that one.
It all gets put away, doesn't it?
Eventually.
It all gets put away.
But do it while you're
before
doing it.
Before I eat, and before it goes on the plate, it gets put away.
Right, well, I'm going to bring up my next gripe while we're still talking the food preparation. Not using the right knife. God, it does my head in. You know, if you've got an uncut loaf of bread, please send me an email or comment on his Facebook page. Tell me what type of knife would you use.
A bread knife.
So why do you use my carving knife?
No. We've
yes.
got a big chopping knife.
Yes.
It's for big chopping. If that's in the sink, or I can't find it, there's a next one down. Looks exactly the same.
But it's not got a serrated edge.
No, I don't want it serrated. I want to chop.
So we cut.
So
a,
I use
you
that.
Cut a
it
tomato,
like...
don't you? What knife do you use to cut a tomato? you use a bloody steak knife. What's got a serrated edge?
I use a serrated edge.
You don't.
Because it will also cut cheese without getting another knife.
Only if you've cut clear tomatoes off at chopping board first.
Or it will also cut my onion as well. Oh, you're getting really picky. Mm.
Anyway, that's enough about your cooking things, because it really cooks me off.
Good job, it's only a small thing.
So, anyway, have you got any gripes about me?
Have you finished yours?
No, I'm only on the first one.
Oh, yeah. Right, well, I just want to see if anybody else is in the same situation that I am. How long have we been together? Got this wrong last time, I couldn't add up.
A long time.
We've been married 20... We got married in 92.
I met you on my 18th birthday and we're 54 on Sunday. 36 years.
Okay. Now, in that time, how long have we been sharing a bed? Sleeping in it?
Well, I don't share it. We rest at Bloody Street, I hope.
Year before we got married, probably. 91.
Right. Yeah? And your point is?
And my point is... All that time, you've had chance to work out how to make a bed properly to my strict...
Listen at Florence Nightingale. If she puts creases in corner at quilt.
No, I can't stand to get in a bed that's not been made. And all the time, I'm having to follow you round
you
everything.
Don't like,
you I follow you round with everything.
You can't stand getting into a bed what's not been made properly.
Yeah, so I end up making it.
And how long
myself.
Have we been married?
Whatever.
And you've still not got the bloody hint.
I don't know what you mean. What do you mean?
Oh, I'll tell you later, darling.
No, he gets up in the morning. Usually I'm out first. So the rule used to be that the last one out makes the bed. Last one out makes the bed.
Which was
you
fair enough.
Never make the bed. Or if you do, you make it to such a shit way that I've got to do it myself again anyway. I don't know how hard it is to pull the sheet straight.
I'll tell you how hard it is,
shall I? Flatten the one underneath.
I'll tell you how hard it is.
That hard that you can't do it.
My knuckles have bled. Trying to straighten them sheets. I've put blood stains on sheets and pillowcases trying to get it right. And the last time, and I even took iron in there and it still wasn't good enough. And if you remember, I turned around and says, that's it, you can make the bed yourself.
I just need the bottom tucking in. I need the sides straight. I need the bottom flat. I need my pillows fluffing a bit so that they've not got your head imprint from the night before on. And I want it looking flat with all my pillows put on top.
I always put pillows on.
But you've not done underneath, so I end up doing it again.
Yeah, but it's normally dark.
That is like my main gripe with you, that I follow you around. And then, of course, you'll have gone in the heads in the bathroom bit after I've said, have you had a wash and have you brushed your teeth?
Because I'm like
your
teeth?
Mother. Have you had a wash? Yeah, and then when you have, or even if you've had a shave, you always leave little bits of hair over. You've given it a little wipe, but it's like you're that you become short-sighted that you can't see all the hairs. Now, if I can see them,
well, why say if you can clean yours up when you've had a shave.
I don't shave in there.
I know.
Shave in the main
bathroom.
Bathroom up the whatever up there. But you don't clean it up properly. You like to half a job.
Well, I'll bring it on to half a jobs because this is actually one of my gripes.
See, you can't even say anything about that, can you? You can't come back with it that no, I don't, and I clean it up because you know full well that you leave it open. Does anybody else shave, wipe it up a bit, but then, oh, I'll just leave a few hairs in the sink and just for good measure,
I always clean
I'll
the
shake
sink
a bit
up.
And I'll make sure that they're out on the floor as well.
Yeah, but do you know why I do it?
Why you do what?
Why just leave a few on the floor?
No.
Just to make sure you're
cleaning up
properly. Because if I didn't leave them on the floor,
yeah,
how would I know if you'd cleaned up in there?
Yeah, that's not all.
Anyway, my gripe number two.
Yeah.
What's one of the things what we're reliant upon very much on this boat?
Breathing.
Are you having a way down there? No, she's pouring a bloody glass of wine. Here, you might as well fill my glass up. What are we really reliant on this boat?
Electricity.
What solar. We use all the time. What we spend most of our money on.
Alcohol.
Other than that. Internet.
Oh, internet, yeah.
So we've got one of these, it's a hub, what's supposed to be unlimited data, which is, but when we use about 4 gigabytes a day, whether we're uploading or downloading or Jen's watching porn or whatever.
I do not watch porn other than Love Island.
Well, that's bad enough. So we've got this unlimited data thing, but come this time, it's 20 to 6 at night here, we've probably used up most of the data for this thing and it slows down so that you can't even open a page on Facebook. So then we bought a local dongle from the
Wind,
which is one of the suppliers here, and we pay about 20 quid a month for that, 29 quid, and we get 20 gigabytes. That goes in first few days. But then I've also got my phone, which is on 3, which is a British network, and we get unlimited data when we first come back here. Well, that's what's on my contract. But once they recognise that you've been abroad for a month or so, they limit that down to about 20 or 30 gigs. So one of the things what I do, full of consideration, is that if we're watching Jen's watching her Love Island and I'll be watching something on my laptop, I'll let her keep connected to Skyroam and I just connect to my phone on the hotspot because I'm watching it on a small screen and so it's not using too much data. I can guarantee every time I do it, she's fannying about on her phone. She's got iPad on. She's got something else going. And I look, and there's like 5 connections to my phone.
It's not me.
And I'll say, here we go. I'll say
not
to
me.
Her, are you connected to my phone? No. Let me have a look.
Because I don't do
oh,
it.
Oh, guess what? It's connected to my phone. What's your iPad connected to? Skyroam. Let's have a look. Oh, it's connected to my phone. Next minute. Bing! You have used 80% of your data. Any further charges will be charged at the...
In my defence, I have no idea what it's connecting to. I connect it to Skyroam, and then if it feels there's a stronger connection with your phone, it automatically moves over. I'm not putting Carl's iPhone on. I'm not.
You're not checking it though, when you're super streaming.
No, I'm just blooming glad it works.
So they're my gripes. I'm going to leave a couple more out because it's getting boring.
Yeah.
So have you got any more about me, darling?
I've got loads, but not for
today.
You'll
have to save them for next time, eh?
No. So is there anything nice that I've done this week for you? Or that you can think of?
Yeah, but this is PG relate. This is PG rated. You're trying to drop a hint of something, aren't
I'm
you?
I'm not. No, I'm just trying to find out something nice and positive what we've done this
week. We went
week.
For a nice walk the other day.
Yeah.
But it's like that. She's not satisfied in just going for a walk around the block. We've got to go 15 frigging kilometres.
You've got to get your 10,000 steps in.
10,000 steps?
Yeah.
I think I walked up and down 10,000 sets of steps. We had a nice coffee, though, in a little Greek cafe bar.
Yeah.
And we got it on the house, actually, didn't we?
Yeah.
Which were nice.
It was a lovely little place. Yeah.
She wanted some entertainment for the bar. New owners. So we gave her links to a load of porn sites. No, we didn't.
The new owners of the bar wanted to know about different entertainment, didn't they?
Yeah. So we put them in touch with a couple of the local singers. So they might be a local gig. But we got a coffee out of it.
Yeah.
And we'll go back again because it seemed a decent bar. So the weather's picked up a little bit.
Yeah, thankfully.
It's getting nice now.
Yeah.
Yesterday was at the barbecue. We sat out on the chairs in T-shirts and it got absolutely... It got hot, didn't it?
When the sun was out, it was beautiful. Yeah.
And then a cloud came over and everybody dashed for the coats.
Yeah.
So it's getting cold at night. But looking forward to better weather.
Yeah. And then we've got lots of jobs to do. But anyway.
Yeah.
That's another list to make.
You need to go back to the shop to fetch some bread.
No.
She just went out to the shop
to fetch some bread. So bad.
Because we've got this lovely suit, what I mentioned earlier. And just as we sat down, she went, I forgot to get bread.
I think I'm getting a bit of Alzheimer's. Maybe.
I don't think you are.
Starting with that.
So, you've got to go back to the shop, yeah. Get some bread.
I'll put my shoes back on.
Yeah.
And I'll go out.
Luckily, it's only across the road.
Yeah, it's only a few hundred steps that we've got there and back.
But they all count.
They all count. They all count.
So, I'll give the super stir while you're doing a few hundred steps, eh?
Yeah.
And then you'll come back to a lovely hot broth.
Yeah, bless you.
So, anyway, that's it for this time. We'll try and get the next one out. And, oh, bit of good news just before we do go. Mm-hmm. We're now available on all the podcast feeds. So whether you're on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iTunes, even Alexa, I think you can get us on now. Podchaser, Podcaster, all these different podcasting channels where you can subscribe to our feed, or you can use the Buzzsprout one, which is the one I keep posting because that's where we hosted on. But please leave us some remarks. Keep in touch on the Carl and Jenny Talk About Facebook page, and we'll see you next time.
Yeah, see you next time.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you. Bye.
Oh, and send us some questions in. Let's do some Q&As. Make it a bit different. Laters.
Yeah, bye.